Battle Czech Education Minister Josef Dobeš has announced he will step down. Mr. Dobeš, who has come under severe pressure over a number of issues, including EU funds and his planned university reform, cited further austerity measures as the reason. But observers point out that the minister just seized the opportunity to resign before he would be forced out of office. Jan Richter has the details.
Josef Dobeš of the Public Affairs Party has not had an easy time during his nearly two-year term at the Education Ministry. His plans for a reform of the Czech higher education system brought thousands of university students out into the streets. His choice of the bizarre far-right figure Ladislav Bátora as his advisor almost caused the fall of the whole government, and the European Commission refused to fund some of his botched educational programs. Most recently, Mr. Dobeš controversially reversed the decision to cancel graduate programs at the ailing Plzeň Law School. Josef Dobeš weathered all these storms, although last year his career at the ministry nearly came to an abrupt end when Prime Minister Petr Nečas wanted to sack him over his party's shady background. Mr. Dobeš was saved by the fact that President Václav Klaus refused to formally dismiss him, arguing that he was the best education minister the country had had since the fall of communism. On Wednesday, however, Mr. Dobeš had a change of heart. He refused further spending cuts in his ministry's budget, although the government agreed to lower them only by half. A day later, Mr. Dobeš announced his decision to step down from his post.
Škrtnout 2% v platech učitelů je pro mě nepřijatelné.
Having to slash 2% from teacher salaries is unacceptable for me because it would go against the government's program. In February, I allocated 4.5 billion crowns to regional schools, and now, in April, I would have to cut 1 or 2 billion. That's something I simply refuse to do. That will have to be decided by my successors.
To už bude čekat na mé nástupce.
Some observers, however, noted that mounting problems at the ministry would have led to Mr. Dobeš's demise in any case. The daily Hospodarské noviny reported that Prime Minister Petr Nečas would have sacked the troubled education minister if he had not stepped down of his own accord. Under these circumstances, it seems that Mr. Dobeš took advantage of the situation, which allowed him to make a dignified exit. The Prime Minister welcomed Mr. Dobeš's decision with relief.
Já považuji toto jeho rozhodnutí za politicky a lidsky korektní a poctivé.
I consider his decision to be politically correct and honest. All ministers in my government know they have to back the cabinet's key fiscal decisions, the only possible protest being their resignation. Mr. Dobeš has made the right choice.
Lidsky a politicky velmi poctivě a musím říct korektně.
Josef Dobeš will formally tender his resignation to the Prime Minister on Friday and will remain in his post until the end of the month. The leader of the coalition Public Affairs Party said either MPs Dagmar Navrátilová or Milan Štovíček might replace Mr. Dobeš at the Education Ministry.
Thanks for that, Jan. And if you have any opinion on this hot issue, of course, we are very happy if you would share it on our Facebook page or write us an email to english@radio.cz.